Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. Government fast-tracks approval for foreign-produced COVID vaccines. SkyMet says monsoon to be healthy normal this year. Bitcoin hits record high of $62,575 level. India administers 10.85 crore COVID shots so far. Tata Motors says JLR will report significant free cash flow in Q4. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. The government's fast-tracking of emergency approval for foreign-produced COVID jabs and SkyMet's prediction of a normal monsoon this year lifted domestic stocks on Tuesday. Sensex climbed 660 points to close above 48,550 level, while Nifty surged over 1% to breach the 14,500 mark. Battered banking stocks outshone, with Nifty Bank surging 3.2%. Among stocks, M&M surged 8%, Bajaj Finserv rallied 6%, while stocks such as ICICI Bank, ONGC, Maruti Suzuki and IndusInd Bank climbed over 4% each. TCS tanked 4% after reporting an inline Q4 results. IT peer Infosys also fell 2% ahead of its Q4 results on Wednesday. Dr. Reddy's Labs dropped 4% on profit-taking after receiving approval for COVID vaccine Sputnik. Select FMCG stocks such as Nestle, HUL and Asian Paints also ended lower. We have Ajit Mishra of Religare Securities with us to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. How will you read today's market move? Do you think fast-tracking of approval of COVID vaccines will bring confidence back to the market?
You see, market sentiments improved after the news of emergency approval for the foreign-produced COVID vaccine announced by the government. And this step is certainly positive, as it will temporarily suffice this vaccine shortage and also bring in some relief to the domestic vaccine manufacturers. However, we feel that the impending decision over the lockdown in the key states will be closely watched by the participant ahead to have the comfort on this rebound.
Earnings season has just kicked off with TCS results. What key parameters would you use to track this earnings season?
See, overall, we expect corporate India's to post robust earnings on the back of strong demand recovery. And while the revenue growth is expected to remain healthy, maintaining margins would be difficult for the companies, as commodity prices have seen a sharp run-up in the last quarter. And this would be one of the key monitorable for the investors also. And besides that, considering that we are facing restrictions in certain states, the management commentary on the growth outlook and margins would also be actively tracked by the participant.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhre of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Singhre. Nifty rebounded on Tuesday after testing 14,250 yesterday. How will you read today's recovery?
Yes, we have been witness a very good move from 14,250 odd levels, which was the previous swing high, one can say. The structure right now is forming like a double bottom sort of structure, because two bottoms already formed near 14,250 odd levels. So until unless it is trading above 14,250, the structure will be mildly positive. The longs can be hold, the positional longs even can be hold. The overall support level will be 14,250. Once we see any decisive breakdown below 14,250, then we may see good profit booking in index. But until unless it is holding above 14,250, we may head towards 14,800-14,900 levels in near term.
How are technical readings looking like after Nifty Bank's 3% surge today?
Nifty Bank has seen a move, a very good move, one can say. But again, the confidence is still not there. But yes, the position, as in one can say, the structure is not bearish yet. One can hold their longs. It has a very good support of 31,250, 31,000 on the downside. But again, it has a very stiff hurdle at 32,200, 32,300. So until unless it won't go above 32,300, the bullish momentum will not get active. So as of now, one can say the mild bullishness will be there on the higher side. Like I said, 32,300 will be a stiff hurdle on the higher side. Once we cross above those levels, then we may see a good move in Nifty Bank also. So again, until unless it is holding above 31,000, the structure is positive for the Nifty Bank also.
Asian markets were largely mixed for the day. European markets were trading lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a negative start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.